soul searching. Researchers claim that humans have souls which can live on after death. Scientists have claimed that death may not be as final as we once feared, and that humans have souls that can leave the body after their host kicks the bucket. Well, I guess science is slowly catching up to the Bible. They said, it may sound like a supernatural myth, but the idea that human consciousness lives on after death has been put forward by a number of well-respected scientists. British physicist Sir Roger Penrose explains how the human conscience lives on after death.
Why is it so special in the brain to understand how consciousness works?
Well, the idea that I had, because of my views about understanding being something which is not a computational activity, I needed something which involved that part of physics which, in my view, had a hope of being non-computational. And the only part of physics is that I could think of then and can still only think of now, is where you have a quantum system which becomes a classical system. See, this is one of the big puzzles of quantum mechanics. Right. How is it that you have these rules like, you know, Schrodinger's cat being dead and alive at the same time, which are what you get from quantum mechanics, but you don't see them at the classical level.
Yes.
So there's something missing in the gap between quantum and classical. Now, the question is, my argument would be that the physics that is missing about how the quantum world becomes the classical world is something which I think is the only place where you would have non-computational activity.
Mm-hmm.
So if we think non-computationally, we must be making use of whatever that physics is that goes from the quantum to the classical world. Now, that's a big, tall order, because it means that in the brain, we have to sustain a quantum system to such a degree that whatever this new physics is, it comes in and becomes relevant. Whereas usually what happens is the quantum system becomes entangled with the world, environment, and you lose all what people call environmental decoherence.
Mm-hmm.
And when that happens, you lose the information that would be relevant in the new physics. So you've got to keep your quantum system going for that degree so that the new physics actually comes in.
Blah, blah, blah. Sensational, he claims to have found evidence that this information, which is stored in microtubules within human cells, leaves the body after a person dies. The researchers argue that humans have souls which leave the body upon death and can live on without it forever. He says that when a person dies temporarily, I don't know how you can die temporarily, but he says the quantum information is released into the universe only to return to the body's cells if the host is brought back to life. He says that this is why people can have near-death experiences and believes that this quantum information amounts to a soul leaving the body. He said, if the patient dies, it's possible that this quantum information can exist outside the body, perhaps indefinitely, as a soul. And he's not alone in believing this, since his theory is backed by researchers at the renowned Max Planck Institute for Physics in Munich. Experts there argue that our physical universe is just a perception, and that once our bodies die, there is an infinite life beyond. Wow. I have no idea why this was headline news, but the Bible talks about the soul over almost 500 times. 498 times the Bible talks about the soul, starting in the book of Genesis. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. All throughout the Bible talks about the soul, all the way up to the book of Revelation. So all through the Bible, 498 times. So I guess science is slowly trying to catch up to what the Bible says. So let me know what you think about this in the comments below. And if you're new, be sure to subscribe to the channel. And stay tuned for more videos. Thanks for watching.